You're listening to The Break on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Brian Barrett.
All right, let's head out to the Progressive Insurance Hotline. Quote, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. One of the more interesting teams entering the NFL draft is the Giants. Let's chat some Giants football with Ed Valentine from Big Blue View. You can follow at Big Blue View on Twitter, at Big Blue View. Ed, thank you so much for taking some time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Anytime. So before we get into the draft stuff, Ed, this is one of the more fascinating teams in the NFL right now. What do you make of this back and forth between Dave Gettleman, who said they don't have a culture problem anymore there in New York, and Odell Beckham Jr. coming to the defense on Twitter saying, I'm not a cancer to a team unless we're bad. Ask my teammates. What do you make of that whole back and forth?
Well, I've been waiting for that shoe to drop, to tell you the truth, because you knew that Beckham wasn't going to be silent forever. I mean, I look at Odell, and he's kind of like the jilted lover right now. You know, he didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And of course, he's going to take some shots at Gettleman. You know, and I don't know that all of the things Gettleman said were directed at Odell. I think he was included in some of that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not surprised that Odell's taken some shots at Gettleman. I just kind of wondered how long it would take for him to get around to that.
And the question I would have about going back to the Odell Beckham Jr. trade is based on something that Dave Gettleman said recently, where he said he still thinks that Eli Manning is a lot left in the tank. So I would ask you, if he actually believes, which I quite frankly don't believe, but if he believes that Eli has a lot left in the tank, why would he trade away one of the top three receivers in the NFL if he still believes Eli's the guy?
Well, I think that the way he would explain it, I think that, you know, what the Giants felt, I think, to be honest, I think they were very, very unhappy with Odell after they gave him all that money last year. You know, that he went to ESPN and said some of the things about Eli Manning that mm-hmm. he said, and said some of the things about New York City that he said. You know, you don't go throw your quarterback under the bus and basically say you don't like the city when the team just handed you $95 million and you know what franchise you're playing for and what quarterback you're playing for. And I think that the Giants just felt like they just didn't want to deal with Odell anymore. And the other way Gettleman put it was, They turned one really good asset into what they hope will be three good assets, and I think that's where they are. They're still building, you know, and that Odell wasn't going to win them a championship, I think, is the way they felt about it. So let's turn it into multiple assets and see if we can do better.
We're chatting with Ed Valentine from Big Blue View. All right, so now everybody's going back and forth on what the Giants are going to do with this sixth pick. We've heard they don't like Dwayne Haskins, so now they do like Dwayne Haskins. You don't really know what's going on there. Ed, what do you think they're going to do with that sixth pick?
Oh, good question. You know, the crazy thing is, I think there's one of two things that could happen here. I think there are a couple of defensive players that Dave Gettleman would really, really love to see fall to number six. I think if someone like the one that I keep coming back to is Quinnen Williams, the defensive tackle from Alabama. If Quinnen Williams somehow manages to fall to number six, and who knows, if the Jets, you know, if the Jets trade out at number three and Oakland does something crazy at number four, you know, that John Gruden and Mike Mayock would never do anything insane. So if something crazy happens and Quinnen Williams falls to number six, I think that Dave Gettleman will take Quinnen Williams no matter who else is there. If you know, one of those guys, Quinnen Williams, Josh Allen, isn't sitting there at number six, I think he might take Daniel Jones. As much as the you know, draft Twitter thinks that's insane, I think he might just take Daniel Jones and you know, take his quarterback and move on.
Okay, Ed, so if that does happen, and Daniel Jones, most people have him ranked either as the third or the fourth prospect in this draft in terms of the quarterback position. So, Ed, if that does happen, and last year, of course, we know, and Giants fans, of course, know, that they decided to pass on Sam Darnold to take the running back in Saquon Barkley, and they passed on the other quarterbacks in that draft who they could have had in Rosen or Allen. How do you think it'll be perceived there in New York if they end up with the sixth pick with Daniel Jones, considering all the other chances they've had at quarterbacks over the past few years?
I basically think that there will be a lot of remotes thrown at a lot of television sets. Right? Look, I don't know in the end if they do that, all right, I think people will stomach it better if they take him, let's say they don't take him at six, and maybe they trade up and take him at 11 or 12, or he falls to 17 and they take Jones. I think people might stomach that a little bit better, even if he's not their cup of tea as their quarterback of choice in this draft. But if he takes Jones at six, I think there's going to be just a section of Giants fans that just is going to be absolutely up in arms.
We're chatting with Ed Valentine from Big Blue View. That's part of SB Nation. Follow Big Blue View on Twitter, at Big Blue View. Okay, so Ed, what is it that the Giants like more about Daniel Jones than, say, Dwayne Haskins? Because the perception from everybody else is that Haskins is the better player. Now, I understand there's the relationship with David Cutcliffe, who coached Eli and whatnot, but what is it the Giants organizationally like more about Jones than Haskins?
Well, and again, we're sort of reading tea leaves here and piecing things together. And I think, you know, some of the Cutcliffe connection, some of the fact that he already has a relationship with Eli Manning and he's worked with Eli at the passing academies and things like that, some of that plays into it. And it's interesting because I think that NFL, like general managers and scouts and people inside the NFL, like Daniel Jones a whole lot more than people outside the NFL do, than your draft analysts that you read on media websites and all of that. It's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see who gets proven right, you know, in the long run. I think part of it, to be honest with you, Dave Gettleman is, you know, Dave Gettleman's a traditionalist in a lot of ways. He's an older general manager. I think that Daniel Jones, because of his similarities to Eli Manning in a lot of ways, you know, he's a little bit more mobile, obviously. He moves a little better. He's obviously younger. I think Daniel Jones just makes Dave Gettleman comfortable. I think the fact that he's got, you know, more experience than a guy like Haskins, I think it's just, I honestly think that it comes down to comfort level.
And when you look at it, Ed, where are the other places the Giants are going to go after that sixth pick and that 17th pick? We know quarterback and edge rusher are two things they're looking for. But where are the other areas they need to upgrade throughout this draft?
Well, if you look at it, they have to upgrade defensively. And everybody focuses on edge rusher. But you can look all through that defense. You can look at cornerback. You can look at interior defensive line depth, if they can find cover, you know, that would be good. If they can find a free safety to learn from Antoine Bethea, that would be good. They obviously could use an offensive tackle. They could use a wide receiver. So there's a lot of ways that they can go. But I think that their primary focus, you know, other than quarterback, if they choose to go that way, the primary focus has got to be on collecting some defensive talent regardless of position.
Hey, Ed, before I let you go, I'm interested because we saw that they signed Golden Tate to that $37.5 million deal. They brought back Sterling Shepard. They made the trade in the offseason for getting rid of Olivier Vernon, bringing in Zeitler to help out Eli in that offensive line. And they say all this stuff about Eli, how they still think there's a lot left in the tank. Do the Giants believe that they're close to getting back in the postseason? Organizationally, is that where they're at? Do they think they're just a few steps away from being like a legitimate contender in the division again?
I think that they understand that their roster isn't what you would call a championship caliber roster at this point. I think they know what sort of holes they have. Mm-hmm. I think they're in that position where they would like to sort of sneak into the tournament, you know, win 9 games, maybe 10 games, and sneak into the playoffs. They don't want to go 3-13 or 5-11 every year. They don't want to blow everything up and tank the season and tell people we're going to be terrible. But I think they understand that they have a ways to go to get back to that top level. But they'd like to think that if things go right for them, they can win 9 games and sneak into the playoffs, I think, is where they really are.
All right, Ed, thank you so much for the time today, and have fun on Thursday night, because I can't imagine having a better team to cover on draft night than the New York Giants with the 6th and the 17th pick and all that could happen with Dave Gettleman and the quarterbacks. It's going to be awesome.
Most unpredictable man in the NFL, I think.
No doubt about it. That's Ed Valentine from Big Blue View. It's part of SB Nation. Make sure to follow Big Blue View on Twitter, at Big Blue View. Thank you so much for the time today, Ed.
Thank you.
All right, and Ed, of course, joined us on the Progressive Insurance Hotline. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick up what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com.